Praise God. Listen to what Jesus Christ told his disciples in Matthew chapter 10. It's another long reading, but let's read it. It's another story. Matthew chapter 10. Verse 16. From verse 16. Behold, Jesus Christ is speaking to his disciples and to all of us. We are all his disciples. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. But beware of men, for they will deliver you up to the councils and they will scourge you in their synagogues. And you shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake. What is it for? For a testimony against them and the Gentiles. But when they deliver you up, he said, take no thought how or what ye shall speak, for it shall be given you in that same hour what ye shall speak. For it is not ye that speak, but the Spirit of your Father which speaketh in you. And the brother shall deliver up the brother to death, and the father will deliver the child, and the children shall rise up against their parents and cause them to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. For which reason? For my name's sake. But he that endureth to the end shall be saved. Endurance. Endure. He that endure. He has already told us in advance. Church, don't bypass these scriptures in your Bible study. Don't look for only prosperity, healing and deliverance scriptures. There are other scriptures for the cross of Jesus Christ that all of us will carry. And such sermons are no longer preached in our churches this day. And it leaves the true elect of God confused, because every one of us, whether you know it or not, you will go through it. So it's important that you know it, so that when it is coming, you're already expecting it anyway. You put your mind. They were ready to die. They know that if they don't bow, they will die. They were already prepared for it. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Christ himself is telling us through this scripture what we should prepare ourselves for. Come, why do you think they destroyed this church? They demolished our building. Why do you think they were doing that? It is because of what we stand for. Nothing more. If it were redeemed that is here, they will not bother. If it's a Catholic church that is here, they will not bother. They can't try it. They don't even need to. There is no need to do it. Praise the Lord. If it was a shrine that was here, they would not bother about it. It was a canker that is here, nobody would have come here. It is because they know what we stand for. Nothing more. The problem you are going through, some people here, and it will look as if God is not hearing you, Abby. To serve this God, we need revelation. He stood there and was watching them up till the time they threw them in the fire. Have you imagined? Have you stood, you know, to just think over it? They bind them, they tie them, they heated the fire 7 times. Hotter. Until before they threw them there, mistake by mistake, the fire consumed those people that were coming to hold them, to throw them there. So God allowed Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to see, say, this fire is real. Oh. It's real. Oh. And he stood there, he was watching. Do you know why he was watching? To see whether at the point they are going to throw them, they will change their minds. Amen. Because it is he who endures to the end. It's not just that you are enduring. You are enduring what you are going through. No, you must endure to the end of the matter. Hallelujah. Okay, let me read them. Hallelujah. Verse 23. But when they persecute you in this city, flee ye into another. For verily I say unto you, ye shall not have gone over the cities of Israel till the Son of Man is come. The disciple is not above his master, nor the servant above his Lord. It is enough for the disciple that he be as his master, and the servant as his Lord. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more shall they call them of his household? And so, listen, so that you will know and identify. I said this several times, and some of you, whether you catch what is going on or not, because I received some text messages. I want to believe they cannot be members of this church. Certain way you put it, because of certain difficulties you are going through. No food to eat. They've chased my landlord has threw me outside. My school children, my children's school fees are off. This one is off. Pastor, is this God really there? He's there. What is the evidence? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He is there. Praise the Lord. He says, we have a master. His name is who? Come, what happened? Your problem too much, you know if you talk? What is the name of our master? That is why we are called Christians. We are followers of Jesus. What does it mean to be a follower? If you are going to follow him, all that he went through, you will go through also. If they crucified him, they will crucify you also. If they hated him, they will hate you also. If they love him, they will love you also. Oh, praise the Lord. Verse 26. Fear them not therefore, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and nothing hid that shall not be known. What I tell you in darkness, that speak in light. And what you hear in the ear, that preach you upon the housetops. And that is why I am doing now. And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body. Where? In hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing? And one of them shall not fall on the ground without your father. But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear ye not therefore. Ye are of more value than many sparrows. Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. Think not that I am come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. For I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and a man's foes shall be they of his own household. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. He that findeth his life shall lose it. And he that loseth his life for my sake, what will happen, shall find it. You are getting to know the meaning of that verse 39 now. He that findeth his life, you want to keep it, you don't want to die. He said you will lose it. If you bow, he said you will burn. And he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And we are confronted daily by situations that want you to change your confession. To bow. To bow there is to give in to the threats. We are faced with different threats every day as we live our lives. Threats from everywhere. Even as little as like that came upon Esau. And this is the way Apostle Paul put that of Esau. Hebrews chapter 12. Now in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 16 and verse 17, this is the way Apostle Paul put it. He said, lest there be any fornicator or profane, he called him profane person as Esau, is profane, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. Because of food, hunger, many Esau's today are selling their birthright. What is it, birthright? I'm not talking about the birthright of your father that he left an inheritance for you. I'm talking of your spiritual birthright. If you are born again, you have your rights as a Christian. If you are born again, your new birth goes with some rights. You are supposed to stand and defend those rights. But today, Christians all over the world, for what they will eat, for their job, to secure their jobs. To secure their jobs. And maybe that sister is here now. You called me a day or two ago and telling me you are crying. You want to live. You want to live where you are staying because that man, the man, and you are crying. I just could not understand what your cry was all about. And maybe you are hearing me now. I could not understand what you were crying for. And that's why I kept asking you, what do you want me to do? You may be here now. I say, what do you want me to do? Hallelujah. You are crying and saying that you are here. This man is because you are staying there. That's why he's always sleeping with you. You are fed up. You want to leave. You have nowhere to go. You want to leave. You have nowhere to go. I don't know whether you are expecting me to now say, come, I will get you a place to stay. I kept asking you, what do you want me to do? Amen. Hallelujah. The truth about it is, you have made that man your God. Because God only steps in after you have taken a decision for him. God, and whenever you take the decision, he will allow you to see, to go frustrated. See, after God allows you to go through that frustration, he will add humiliation upon the frustration again. Oh, do you understand what I'm saying? First and foremost, you are facing a frustration. Then, you are still going along. I love Jesus under any condition. Then he will still allow another thing on top again. He will allow frustration. He will allow humiliation upon frustration. And that is the time that you will sit down and cry, Father, my father, why have thou forsaken me? But he has not forsaken you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Is every one of us will go through it. If you have not gone through it, your own is coming. And it is a test of your faith. It is a test of your decision. Did you, Sister Lot, are you really going with your heart or just with your leg? Come to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Come out of her, my people, and not be partaker of her sins. Come out of Sodom. See, two people were going out, Lot and his wife. Hallelujah. That is why salvation is a personal decision. Forget your wife, forget your husband in your decision. No matter what is happening around you, remain anchored and focused. It's important. It's an individual race. It's not a collective race. I keep saying this. In moments like this, especially in this part of the country or the world, where we are suffering recession, where we are suffering economic hardship now, so much of temptations all around you. Come out of her. Come out of her. Come out of her. Listen very well. Listen very well. Hallelujah. Some people are just doing follow. It was Lot that the angel spoke to. Catch this revelation. It was Lot. A Lot. Oh yeah, you and your family, get out. It was Lot that now conveyed what the angel said to the wife. Therefore, the wife did not have a personal revelation. And already, if we read it in the Bible referred to Lot. It said, that just man. He was vexed regularly with the abomination that were taking place in Sodom. Already he was there. He was not happy with what was going on there. So you don't expect that such a person, when they tell him, get out, because we are going to send judgment there, he will live and live happily, because already he was fed up with what was going on there. And many of us today, we are in that same estate. Look at social network. What do you call it? Social media. Look at the kind of horrible things that people record and post. You will know now that the value of life is diminishing. Satan is trying to make sure that human beings are reduced to less than animals, so that if you see blood, it doesn't move you anymore. If you see them cutting off somebody's head, it doesn't move you anymore. You are even watching it. Yeah, they cut them all. Some people enjoy that, while some see it and they are crying, Lord, when will this stop? Two groups of people, some are enjoying it. Some are crying every day when they see such things. Because we know where that is going to end. And then they tell you that this world and all this wickedness will be wiped off. You will say, oh Lord, do it quickly. Lord, do it quickly. Lord, do it quickly. That was the position of Lot. But his wife was only hearing a second-handed rope, second-handed gospel. Now my husband said, make we go. Now my husband said, make we go. My husband said, make I no wear trouser. My husband said, make I no wear earring. My husband said, make I for just save my marriage. Now they follow this man, they do all this one so, and just save my marriage. That's what they do now. And say, make I not burn my hair. Make I no wear earring. Every time, the time where they cross embassy, it not be like this. Oh, the time where they redeem, it not be like this. Oh, he say, make I come out. And then they follow them, they go. And then follow and they go. Which country be this? Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's a individual race. Verse 17. Concerning Esau. Later on, he was playing and joking. He did not know the effect of what he was doing. It's grace now. For in you know how that afterwards, when Esau, he will have inherited the blessing, when it is time now for him to inherit the blessing that he has sold. He forgot that he has sold it away to a meal, bushmeat, pepper soup. Hey, bushmeat, pepper soup. Any day I sit down to think of it, for just something that you will eat in the evening, in the morning, you will shit it out. You sold your future. You sold your glory. Esau. And it is easy to point to Esau. What of you? Some of us here sell our future, sell our glory to fornication. For 10 minutes momentary enjoyment, you lose your birthright. So that you will get that job. So that you will stay in that office. So that you will remain with that man that is taking care of you. You sell your birthright. Brother, you are selling your birthright also. For what you will eat. You compromise your faith. And verse 17 again. You know how that afterward, when you will have inherited the blessing, what happened? He was rejected. For he had found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears. Cried. It was too late. There are some things we do that you cannot recover. There is a borderline of mercy. And many of us are living our Christian life and living on the borderline. Borderline Christians. Borderline Christians. And I always say, why do you say you have left the other side? You have now come to this side. And then where you are here on the border, on the border, on the border, on the border. It's a lie. Your heart is still there. You are waiting for the day they will say, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. There was a time when we were in Mafuluku, this church, and somebody asked me a question. We are very hard every day about these women palming their hair. Very hard. And then I now came again and they asked me a question. I didn't know the damage I was doing to that topic. And I was being sincere. And I had to tell them, look, if you just something is wrong with your hair and you relax it for that purpose, and you do, there was a way I said it that the carnal ones, the next week, all our sisters, hey, come and see styles. I saw it. I said, what is this? What is this? They were borderline. They were just waiting in case, and they were just yakata. If you are sincere, every day you are getting further and further away from the borderline. From the borderline. There is a way you'll be so far until when they are talking about such things, you'll be wondering, you wouldn't even be in position to hear it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We have Christ for our example. We have Christ for our example. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 4, Christ's temptation. Sorry, it's a Bible study. You need to read. Let's read some of these scriptures. Matthew chapter 4. Remember that Christ had fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. Amen. And one very interesting thing that I noticed about this scripture, the temptation of Christ, is that, see, if you read it from verse 2, Matthew chapter 4, and when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered. He was hungry. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. There's a question that comes to my mind as I study this. If I come down from the mountain and I'm hungry, what is they expected to do? I will go home now. I will go home and cook food and eat now. That means Christ was hungry and he had nowhere to go for food. He was still facing frustration after that hunger. Why? One time, somebody saw him and said, Christ, I will follow you. And he turned and he looked. You want to follow me? He said, foxes have home. Birds have nest. But the Son of Man had nowhere to put his head. Oh, Christ did not have a house. Christ did not have bank account. Christ lived by benevolence, by offering. Christ had nothing in that estate. He must have been thinking, chai, hungry, where they were, where I go get food to eat now. Ha! It was then the tempter came. If you say you be Son of God, if you be Son of God, oh yeah. If you be Son of God, oh yeah. And then in verse 8, again the devil taken him up into an exceeding high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and said unto him, all these things will I give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me. If thou wilt fall down and worship me. The young man that came to my office during the week, 2 weeks ago, and that a very big politician, an influential politician, and when they finished one of the state governors, the government, and they refused to give him appointment upon his influence, only he found out later, they had to call him, if you want this political appointment, then you have to join our cult. Yes. And because he refused to join, they refused to give him any appointments. Hey! Hallelujah. But I can assure you that there are Christians that will go and join. There are Christians that will go and join, oh? When you see them gathered together, hallelujah, and they call themselves Reverend Doctor, and he's even the leader of that group, watch very well. He might be compromising his faith to remain among them. The kingdoms of this world belong to Satan. You can go to any level as long as you bow before him. As long as you join the club. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And each time you give in, there is something you have to lose. And each time you resist, there is something you have waiting for you as a reward. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us in Philippians chapter 2, because he obeyed even up to the sufferings of the cross, therefore he is highly exalted, and he is given a name that is above every other name, that the mention of that name, Jesus, every knee bows in heaven and on earth. Oh, glory be to God. Before he achieved it, hallelujah, he went through sufferings. And those sufferings, that was his cross. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. When Daniel, the same condition in Daniel chapter 6, if you read it from verse 1, read it up to verse 28, the story of Daniel and the den of lions. And because they want to hit at Daniel was already in position of authority because of his wisdom. He is made a governor. Hallelujah, in Babylon. And then the enemy started. Oh, king, let's make this law. Let's make this law. So that anybody that will call upon any other God other than your God for this number of period, let that person be put to death. And the Bible says they were doing it because they say the only way you can get Daniel is to get him concerning the matter of his faith. Ha! That means even in Babylon, Daniel's stand was known. In your own organization, in your own street, in your own compound, what is your identity? What is your identity? There are some of you here that nobody will follow you to your church because of the lifestyle you live. There are some of you here that you cannot preach to anybody in your environment because you know they know you. Daniel, and let me tell you, Bride of Jesus Christ, what happened to Daniel will soon happen to us. They are watching us. They are hearing us. Every move, we are watching what they are doing. Listen very well. Hallelujah. Listen very, very well. Amen. Daniel, the only way we can get this man, there is no way we can get him. A brother was telling me, and he met one of the leaders of the Pentecostal Fellowship of Nigeria also, and I told him wherever they met, that he knows, they know Pastor Moses. They know him. And all the problems we are having, they were aware. But he made a statement that Pastor Moses has gone far beyond being blackmailed. Now, what he meant by that, because supposedly they are blackmailing men of God everywhere, supposedly blackmail. And that if he said blackmail, it means there are efforts to bring him down. There are efforts to bring him down. And he said that we, when you say we, it's like Nicodemus. We know. He said, we know him. We hear him every day. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Another one that one of our minister there that went to see him, a very popular man, let me not call him, that he said he went, and when he told him he was from Bride Assembly, he told him, and call his PA, that he should go and bring that CD, anointing for sale. He had it already. And he confessed to him, what this man is saying is the truth. He himself is a selling own anointing. And he confessed to him, what he's saying is the truth. He said, so they even have the tape. And he said, he's waiting when he will come to Lagos, he will want to meet with me. A very popular man. Listen, church. He said, they know. Now, where I am going is this. You use demolition, you know, work. There is no way. The only way we can get him is, he is saying that he will not join Christian Association of Nigeria. Abi, we know where we will get him. Do you know that they are right now promulgating a law that they want to set up Christian court, a court for Christians? Like Muslims have Sharia court. It's in the National Assembly. Are you not aware? Oh. It's there. But I thank God. You know what I thank God? Any law that the National Assembly will make, hallelujah, it must be consistent with the provisions of the Constitution of Nigeria. And the Constitution of Nigeria guarantees freedom of worship. You cannot come and tell me the only reason. Am I saying something? I know my rights. I know my rights. We shall go to the Supreme Court and test that law. That it's not compulsory for me to join any association. I have a freedom to worship God. If I say I am not following your association, you cannot say I must belong. Therefore, I am not subject to your court. Praise the Lord. We are the ones they are targeting. Like they came for Daniel. And Daniel said, before I used to pray secretly. He went upstairs and opened window. 3 times in a day, he will start his prayers for everybody to see him. I'll be a good soldier. I will die at my post. Listen, hallelujah. And they came. King, see Daniel, he was the target. And of course, you know what they did? They threw him into the den of lions. Hungry lions. Hungry lions. They will make them very hungry. And when they put him there, the king loved him, but it was the Lord that bounded him like that. He went there, and what did he see? As he was saying, oh, Daniel, that your God don't save you. That your God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He saved him. He saw him alive there. He was playing with the lions there. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hey. Do you know that in the millennium we shall be playing with lions? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They say a little child will be playing with the lion. Goat said will be playing with the lion. Hallelujah. For those who will overcome. Only those who will overcome will go into that estate. And what is the result? Hallelujah. All those who put Daniel into the den of lion. The king turned and gathered all of them. The Bible says, before they could reach down, as they threw them into that pit, before they reached down, the lion turned them to pieces before they reached down there. Hallelujah. All those who are persecuting us now, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. All those who are persecuting us now, before you know what, a time is going to come when that same persecution they went past us through, that we survived, is the same persecution that will consume all of them. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And Daniel's God was recognized. Yes, now. Daniel's God was recognized. Our God for 1,000 years will rule this earth. And we shall rule as kings and priests on this earth. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.